a few examples of the dog signs
on. Park Rec and Forestry Committee meeting, Tuesday, May 26th, 6:45. I'll call the meeting to order. Since Sharon is not here, it is 6:45. Roll call. Rob is absent. Sharon, absent. Lee?
Here.
Dave?
Here.
Bob?
Here.
And Martha is absent. She and Rob?
Here.
All right. Well, first thing on the agenda is election of Park Rec and Forestry Committee chairperson. So, as the committee members, you can select a chairperson, and that person will be the chair for the next year. Any discussions?
I know last year I nominated Sharon in her absence, so I don't think I can do that again.
Well, I was going to bring this up in just a second. Sharon is actually resigning her position, so she won't be available.
Okay.
And, you know, it's up to the committee whom they would like.
Who's Martha?
Martha is a new member,
okay.
New resident member.
Okay. She's not here?
And she wasn't able to attend, no.
Okay.
This meeting.
Well, Lee, I'll back you up.
Top of the line.
You're the guy that knows more about what's going on here.
I was just looking at expiration dates. So this would be Rob's last year, huh? Is that how I read that? Or his term ends
next year.
April
of 16, correct.
Well, I'd be willing to do it if so elected.
Okay.
But I would certainly open it up to anybody else who's interested as well.
All right, so we've got a motion.
Motion.
Okay. And a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. Any discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
That's what you get for not buying my lawnmower.
Yeah, really. Payback as hell.
You did for a fee scale.
Here's a funny thing. I go on Craigslist.
Did you?
Good for you. I go on Craigslist and there's lawnmower for sale. So I text the photo of the things. And when can I see it? I said, I live in Alloy. Oh, I live in Alloy too. It comes back. Oh, yeah? Where? We're going back and forth. I finally go over and look at the lawnmower that night. It's at Dave's house.
My son. He's a 23-year-old salesman. He's incredible. So I happen to peek out the window. It's out there.
No kidding. Well, as your first duty as chairperson, you can take over the meeting.
Next thing on the agenda, do we have any modifications to the agenda? If not, do we have a motion to accept the agenda as is?
Motion to accept as is.
Motion by Dave. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Robert. All in favor?
Or
do I have to do that?
Discussion and then
any
favor.
Discussion? All in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Approval of the April 28th, 2015 minutes. Does everyone have a copy of those? Any discussion or changes as the minutes were prepared from the last meeting? If not, do I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Dave, second by Robert. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? No one opposed. Number five, information, Parks, Recreation, Forestry Committee restructure and new members. Chris.
All right, sure. Just wanted to give the committee an update. The Village Board did do an ordinance change to include a trustee member now on the Park, Rec, Forestry Committee, and that is Rob.
Is that on most committees now?
Pretty much. Most committees do have a trustee now.
Okay.
Yeah. They thought that, you know, that was a good addition. Then we, you know, then the committee has a liaison,
yeah,
with the Village Board as well. So,
well, thanks for taking time to do this. Out of all the committees, this is the one that I was most excited about being on, and that's why I approached Brad and said, "Hey, you know, can we do something?" We usually bring beer. Oh, that's great. That's on last Tuesday as well.
Yeah, new members.
Right. Yeah, new members appointed that. Right?
I'll buy one at the Lorelei afterwards. Okay.
So that was, you know, something new, which, like I said, I felt was a good addition. Still have six resident members, so for a total of seven. There was some discussion of reducing it to five, but we were able to actually get enough members at this point to keep it at seven. So at this time, they're going to stay at six. Well, I'm going to get to that.
Okay.
New members, Martha Bonney. She's a resident, lives on Orchard Lane. She was unable to attend this meeting. She's out of town. And then Rob Atwood, he'll be our trustee on the committee. And then just last week is when we found out that Sharon wanted to resign her position. But another name came forward of an individual that just recently was appointed to some other different committees, and her first choice was actually this committee. We didn't find out until we had all the positions filled. Now that this one opened up, Brad actually talked to her today, and she's interested. So it's not a for sure yet, hasn't been approved, but Angela Pierce, who's with Bay Lakes Regional Planning Commission, I guess, but she's a resident, and she has a lot of background, natural resources, things like that. So, hopefully, you know, she'll be able to join us in the future. So that will put us back to seven members. So, all righty.
Anything further? Any further questions or discussions? Moving on to number six, reports. Chris, give us the Alloway Trail Connection construction update.
Sure. Trail construction, if you haven't noticed, they're moving right along. Weather's been very good for them. They are, you know, coming up the ramp. You know, they're getting pretty close to being halfway with the excavation and putting base material down. Have ran into very few issues. One issue, which will end up requiring a change order, but it's not terrible, is they, during excavation, found that there was more topsoil than what was first anticipated. So they had to remove the topsoil and get down to the clay base to put their base rock material on. So the change order is going to be that there's going to be more gravel brought in than what was first anticipated, which will cost us a little bit more money. But to kind of offset that, the village gets all of that extra topsoil, and we're stockpiling it. And I told our consultant, as he's figuring all these numbers up, figure out how much topsoil we're getting and the cost associated with it, and that way, you know, we can, you know, see that we will, you know, have to pay a little bit more for the gravel, but you know, we are also saving some money for future projects by having this extra topsoil stockpiled. So, but sure looks like they're going to hit their dates that they were talking about. Everything else seems to be rolling right along. So hopefully by mid-June, we'll have a trail done. And that'll be good.
Cool. Yeah. We've got the majority of the summer left to
Yeah, a lot of people are getting excited about that. So, all right.
Any questions on that for Chris?
Can you open the floor for a minute?
Sure.
That's why I'm here. I'm on the Friends of the Fox River, Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I'm with Friends of the Fox River Trail. And we'd like to encourage the extension of the trail going to include the Taft Street neighborhood along Riverside Drive as part of the State Highway 57 reconstruction project. I'm not planning on putting a sidewalk or a trail in there, but that would give the Taft Street neighborhood, that whole neighborhood subdivision, access to the park and to the trail. And that's why I'm here at this committee, is because it ties in, even though it's a state park. In fact, I was looking at it today. I believe that that's probably one of the busiest state parks in the state. Nobody stops. You have 172 going through the state park that way, and you have 57 going that way. Nobody stops, and it's hard to get across. But the number of cars in that state park is probably the highest in the state. So for a very little cost, for a lot less than what the city of Green Bay is paying to connect their East River Trail with their Fox River Trail, we can get connections across the state highway, particularly at the Taft Street neighborhood, that opens up the whole park and the whole recreational trail to a whole series of people that are really underserved with regards to parks.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Jim. Any questions for Jim? Okay, moving on. Miracle League update.
Yeah, I just wanted to give the committee an update. June 6th is opening day.
Excuse me.
For Miracle League, 8:30 a.m. is opening ceremonies. So if anybody's available, I've never personally attended, so this will be my first one, and I plan to bring my family up and partake. So
when is that?
June 6th.
Next Saturday.
Yeah, not this coming Saturday, but the following Saturday at 8:30 a.m. And along with that, if you've driven by there lately, we installed a brand new shade structure over the bleachers was donated, I guess. We're going to get a reimbursement check for $10,000 from WPS for that. That was very nice. The idea came from the Miracle League Board of Directors. They asked about it, and we looked into it, and they were going to fundraise for it, and next thing you know, WPS offered $10,000 to fund that, so that was great. So, we got that project completed, and it looks real nice. And, one of the nicest parks in the area.
Okay, Alloway Little League.
Give you another update with regards to donations. The Alloway Little League is actually donating new scoreboards. This year they purchased one, and we're going to be actually moving them from their current locations over at Webster Park. Right now they're at straightaway dead center field. We're going to slide them off to the sides so... as the kids are batting, they don't have those lights from the scoreboard in their eyes. And then, you know, others from the other fields can also see the scores of the other games from the locations. But this year they're going to, they've purchased one already, one scoreboard, and are donating that to the park. And then next year an additional new scoreboard. So, and then the old scoreboards are going to be utilized on the minor league fields, on two smaller fields that are, I guess they'd be to the south, on the south side of the park there. So
they did this with all of their own fundraising?
Correct. Correct.
So that's a win-win.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Over. I agreed. I said, sure, my staff can help. You know, it's the least we could do, you know, for them donating. They're getting the electric donated, and, you know, to install that. So that was a pretty good deal.
Who headed up the fundraising?
Just the little, you know, it's part of their the funds that they okay. that they raise. Okay. President of the organization, I'm drawing a blank on his name, Rick. He came to me and asked me, you know, if it was a possibility, and the whole purpose of why they wanted to do it made a lot of sense. You know, and the fact that they were willing to, you know, raise the funds themselves and pay for them. Sure. Why not?
When it comes to things like the shade structure at Miracle League and now the scoreboards, whose role is it within the village to thank, to officially thank donors?
Lately it's been, you know, the village board has stepped up to that. We formally do that? Yeah, they...
Because this is awesome.
Right, yeah. They actually, President Gass at the last meeting had asked us to, you know, do something for WPS, you know, for that. And, yeah, for these things, it's been great. Yeah, and unbelievable that this community gives so much.
So the fact that it becomes part of the village. It's right, exactly.
So,
any other questions on any of the reports? Move on to number 7, the RFP for the outdoor recreation space plan.
Yes, I'd like want the board to their committee. I'm sorry. You know, we had already discussed at our last meeting the RFP to update the outdoor rec and open space plan, have a consultant proceed with that update, and I am asking the committee to you know, proceed, allow us to proceed with an RFP. I want to plan to take that to the village board next week for authorization to proceed.
Has everyone had an opportunity to review it? Because you had sent it out with the notice of the meeting.
Correct. And I also had updated from our last meeting the comments that I got from the committee. Mm-hmm. I included those in there as well as items for the revision. So, has everyone had a chance to review that?
I have not, Mr. Williams. I'd like to. So, I mean, I'd like to take a little bit deeper look at it. But
okay.
I didn't see this in the other stuff. I apologize. No. Otherwise, I'll be more prepared.
Sure. The plan, the outdoor rec and open space plan, it's a more or less two-threefold. It's a guiding plan that helps our department and the community in managing and doing improvements to our parks, things like that. Gives us a structure for capital improvements. Typically, they also provide costs with the capital improvements, so you can figure over that time period, you know, how much money you would be looking at spending, the community would be looking at spending if they proceeded with all those improvements. But also it's a requirement to have a plan such as this for applying for grants, state and federal recreational grants, trail grants, things like that. You have to have an open space plan. My request of going through a consultant to do this is my theory is, you know, every so often it's not a bad idea to have somebody from the outside take a look at something like this and bring in fresh ideas, bring in new opinions, new options, things such as that. Obviously, you know, with meetings, getting input from the community on what they want to see, and working with the committee getting approval as far as, yeah, this is the version we want to go. Do we need to update? You know, do we need to work with it more? Things like that. And then final approval from the village board before it's enacted. And then, so
I'll brush up on this before the next meeting. I don't want to hold anything up.
And what you have in front of you is the current plan.
Okay.
Yeah. And what Chris is asking us to proceed with right now is the RFP.
For a new one.
To do a new one.
Right. Yeah. Which, this one is good through the end of this year.
Right.
So the next plan would be for 2016 through 2020. And then with a date, typically with the RFP like this, we look at like 90 days that would give a consultant to do that type of work. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm probably looking at wanting to get started on it August.
I don't want to hold anything up.
So that you know, we got plenty of time to work with them, and then it's ready by, you know, the beginning of next year.
Yeah. You know. Putting out the RFP does not require you to go ahead with the work.
That is correct. Just because we put an RFP out doesn't mean we have to accept any of them. You know,
they'd be coming back with proposed costs, and then that's all up to the review of this committee
and
the approval
and
of the board, whether they even want to go ahead with any of the proposals that come in.
That is correct. Yeah, at that time, you know, if we get proposals back and the costs are way beyond what we thought or anything like that, you know, we can say, sorry, not at this time. We could go that route for sure. We do have funding available. I think I explained that last time in our capital improvement budget. And some of the estimates, verbal estimates I've got so far, range $10,000 to $15,000 to do a project like this. Many other communities utilize, you know, this type of a process to update. DePere did. Several others. Appleton's done it this way. Little Chute did. And Schwabenheim did years ago. You know, the other thing with having a consultant do this, it's a 5-year plan, so every 5 years, you know, you need to update it. The next update, maybe we can do it in-house, or we can, you know, have an intern look at it at that time. You know, with having this base plan, just to update it from there.
Other discussion, questions? Do we have a motion on Chris's request to look at taking this forward with a recommendation to the board? That's what we'd be motioning on, correct?
Yep.
Motion.
Second. Motion by Robert, seconded by Dave. The motion would be to recommend to the board to proceed with the RFP.
Correct.
Any further discussion or questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved.
Thank you.
Number 8, discussion on pet signage and waste disposal. I know this came up at the last meeting.
Yes, this came up at the last meeting, and I did a little research. And as you can see in your packet, there's thousands of signs out there.
There's a business out there in dog signage.
Yeah,
I was surprised.
But, you know, you do a Google search on the internet, it's amazing, you know, what comes up. But, I see that yours isn't in color, but one of the ones that I did come across was nice bright yellow. Now, something that people can see. I know, Rob, this has even been a concern of yours.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I had a realization today because I was out walking. We use the trail and through the park all the time to walk our dog. And I came to a realization that the people that are going to leave the dogways are going to leave it regardless of what that sign says. There's just a certain core of people out there that are going to do it. My wife and I have been guilty of not having a proper bag.
Mm-hmm.
And we've always gone back to pick it up. That same night, not the next day or the next time we're on that trail, we've always gone back to pick it up. But it's come to a realization that, there's a core of people out there that aren't going to do it regardless. Because one of the things that came to mind when I was leading through this is, you know, please remove your pet waste or see this sign,
yes,
the one that says no dogs allowed. Can you impose a fine? And who's going to impose it?
Sure.
I mean, I don't want to rehash a whole other discussion, but posting it is important.
Right.
But people, other people have to be vocal too.
Right.
You know, if I see somebody violating, I need to be able to say, hey, pick it up, you know. And that's what you don't get, because people are afraid.
We have an ordinance within the village?
There is an ordinance, yes.
Okay.
And
what about, you know, I like the bright yellow one.
Yep.
We already have signs that say that the dogs have to be leashed.
Mm-hmm.
What about a separate sign, just throwing this out there, what about a separate sign with the owner must remove defecation immediately, with the ordinance underneath it? I would love to say area being monitored.
Well,
wonderful, but of course,
nice segue.
That's a whole other reality.
Well, yeah. Nice segue, because good idea. I was talking with staff about that very thing, and there's an ordinance. Code enforcement can enforce that ordinance. In code enforcement, they have cadets, which are college students that work for them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the ideas we had thrown about was, what if we, you know, possibly put their phone number, you know, while they're working? I don't know if I'd have to look into it, but possibility that they carry a village phone, cell phone with them while they're working. Maybe it's the same number, and, you know, we can post that. So if somebody sees somebody else that isn't abiding by the rules, they can call that number up. We'll put it next to the signs,
yeah,
you know, and get them over there. Or, you know, might deter people if they see that they're...
That's, I'm hoping, maybe that, yeah, because if you do it the other way by calling, well, I didn't do that.
Right, right.
You know, what are you going to do?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and then the other thing is enforcing the ordinance. Word will get out. A few people get a fine, you know, or anything like that.
Yeah.
Word will get out.
And I think with that word ordinance up there,
mm-hmm,
I think it's going to maybe make people think twice about it. Maybe not, but I guess I would. You know, if,
sure,
I was walking my dog, and if I was one of those, you know, one of those people that let that dog, you know, crap all over the place, but I see something like that, that may be new, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe I'd think, mm-hmm, twice about it.
Sure.
I walk my dog all the way up, all the time. I'm down, yeah, at Weezy Park,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
and
the other
those
thing,
poor soccer kids.
Sure.
I think I said it the last one.
Right, right.
Those poor soccer kids. I mean, it's just up all the way those fields. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
I know it.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of that is from our friendly Canadian neighbors.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Canadian neighbors to the south.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, the ones with the geese.
Oh, those. Oh, that's. Oh, I thought you were.
Oh,
I thought you meant
Canadian.
I thought you were talking.
Geese.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Those soccer.
Yep.
Unfortunately, those soccer fields get visited a lot by Canadian geese.
Yeah.
Which could look like dogs.
Those Western Park, they get their share of geese.
Yeah.
In the spring.
Yeah.
Like they have, you know, a no dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there's plenty of dogs.
Right.
There.
That's the other thing.
A little white sign, you know. Yeah. I don't know if you see that.
Right. You know, maybe we need to get some new signs.
Yeah.
And something that's a little bigger, a little louder, because in the majority of the park areas, no dogs are allowed.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the people have bags. You know, right. I'm a dog lover, but a few.
Sure.
I do like the dog weigh stations. I think that's very important.
Okay. Yeah,
that's very important down there.
You
do have
dog,
to make it convenient.
Right. The dog weigh stations, unfortunately, there's cost to them.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of ideas I had with that is maybe we try to get some people to donate and include a sign. You know, maybe we talk to some businesses.
Yeah, adopt one.
You know, and we can put a little sign on there said, you know, donated by. Or another option I had, something we did when I was in Howard, those last few couple of pictures. That's a homemade.
I love that.
Bag.
Which one?
Yeah.
like this, and then you can bring your own.
Yeah, we built them out of PVC pipe
bags and stuff, and stuff them in.
And we never had to worry about there not being bags in it.
Yeah.
If you go over the bridge on our trail,
okay,
Bellevue, that's what they have.
Yeah.
So all this stuff with Walmart bags, or Target bags, or something.
Because everybody has them and they want to get rid of them.
I think that's a great idea. They put them in there themselves.
Yeah. And they're very inexpensive to build. You know, big chunk of PVC pipe, put caps on it.
Who walks down to the trails with bags?
Do people do that?
Yeah. Other than dog owners?
People that care.
Yeah. But if you knew it was there and you had a whole bunch of bags at home, so next time you went down there, you'd take some. Take them with you and throw them in, or carry a dozen of them and stuff 11 in.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen that.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a relatively inexpensive option we can look at.
I don't want to see us put up separate garbage cans that then the village has to empty. But I still want people to have to
haul it to the closest receptacle.
I agree with you, and I've spoken with my staff about that, and they wholeheartedly agree. Yeah. Because, yeah, we don't want to be having empty garbage cans full of dog waste. So. So, yeah, I totally agree with that. Occasionally you'll see somebody that will actually use a bag but then throw it on the ground. But 90% of the time they'll find a garbage can and throw it away. So we'll investigate that further. I think, you know, there are locations where we could use some more signage.
Do we know how many?
Locations to the East River Trail that would be access points, I counted up about a dozen. But that doesn't mean we couldn't put them in between, along the trail as well. But, even if we, signage-wise, even if we only bought, half dozen this year, half dozen next year, something like that, before you know it, we got them installed. And, I think that's, a good route to go. So, along with that, I was going to mention, I did this next, I think it's this month's Alloway Neighbors. I did put an article in there on rules of being a responsible pet owner with the ordinance and ramifications and all that. So, we'll have to see how that gets accepted.
Yeah. So. Unfortunately, it goes back to that core of people that are just going to do it.
The choir.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. They'll walk right past that.
Yeah.
And I
dominate
that.
Well, and at this point, it's not an issue, but, you'd hate to see a few bad apples ruin it for everybody and, and the trail get closed all.
We could use social media and just have them post the pictures of people who don't pick up their dog waste on the Alloway site.
Well, for those of you that walk your pets down there and you see that, feel free.
So you could post this one and say, follow this one or follow this one. Just put them both sides.
Right. Yeah. Either this one or this one will happen.
Which sign would you prefer to see?
Right. So, okay. Well, that's great. Thank you.
So you don't need anything further from
us? No. I just wanted to bring you this information and discuss it and see what your thoughts were, and I think we're looking into the PVC bag, option. That'll be a cheap way to get going. Go from there. So, okay, great.
Number 9, Alloway Village Band Sculpture.
Are we up to that already? Oh, wow. If you had a chance, there was an email that Brent, and I'm going to probably mispronounce his last name incorrectly, is it Husen? From the Alloway Village Band. He had actually spoken with Brad last year, I believe it was, and then I started communication with him. But they, the Village Band would like to start the process of getting approval to install a sculpture of some sort up by the community center. What they you know, were looking to do was something similar to this picture, not exactly like this one, but they didn't want to proceed too far with, you know, getting renderings and all that stuff done if it was going to be a dead end. So, you know, what they're looking for is just, you know, approval to proceed from the committee and possibly the village board, you know, we'll discuss it. The location they're looking at, somewhere out front, you know, new flagpole. I think this is, you know, this sculpture here is just, you know, a great, that'd look, you know, very good no matter where it was put, but, you know, with the proper landscaping around it and that. So,
who maintains the landscaping? I know we've covered this in the past when people have wanted to donate sculptures and memorials.
Right. Right. Well, anything that's on village property really becomes the property of the village, with the ultimate, you know, responsibility of, you know, the village to maintain, and that to some extent, you know, infrastructure such as something like this, you know, if it was damaged, you know, we would work with the people that donated it, but. I'm sure we would have to discuss that with our insurance company, you know, say if it was vandalized beyond repair or, you know, natural occurrence, tornado, something like that. And we'd obviously look to replace it. But yeah, ultimately, you know, very similar to our athletic fields and our athletic facilities, that somebody donates that to the village, it becomes village property to maintain. So. Any questions?
So what do you need from us at this point, considering they don't really have a final plan?
Just approval for the village band to proceed with gathering more information and renderings, you know, for a sculpture such as this. Once they get that, then maybe bring it back and for final approval prior to them, you know, purchasing it and installation.
Is the county, where the county, does the village board have to give that go ahead at this point as well before they will do that? Mm. Or is it just up to our?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know that answer. I can find that out. But my thought is, you know, from this perspective, maybe not. You know, from the ability for them to proceed.
Because we're still not committing the village to anything.
No. But I can find out that information before I give them the okay, mm-hmm. you know, from the community's perspective. So.
So with that in mind, do we have a motion?
Motion to proceed. Time to proceed. With ideas, and then come back to us, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Questions or discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? So moved. Number 10, does anyone have any other items they want to put on future agendas? Jim, from the floor.
I'm also with the Fox Wisconsin Heritage Parkway and Friends of the Fox River. We raise money for handicapped accessible kayak and canoe launches. Recently, we got one put in. Be going in this summer for Bellevue across the bridge at Green Isle Park. At the mayor's meeting tonight, he announced that the city is just going to go ahead and buy three of those outright and put them in this summer because they have a business that wants to start using them. So they're going to be putting in two downtown and then one at their East River, Fox River connection point. Fox Wisconsin Heritage Parkway would like to put Alloway on the grant list for next year's application to put one in, possibly at the Optimist Park, at the Optimist
kayak
landing, or if with the new corridor plan they decided someplace else. But there's currently a landing there. And Heritage Hill, we talked with them a couple years ago now, and they were interested in having some joint parking down in that surplus land that they have down by the park. So the village owns the street. Heritage Hill owns that scrub land next to it. So they'd be interested in having some extra parking for some other events right there too. But that would be coming in next year as a grand project. And I wanted to know if that was something that the village would like us to go ahead and apply for.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we will look into that.
Okay.
And definitely be in touch.
Okay.
So, because that's a great opportunity. I know several other communities, you know, they're starting to put those accessible launches in all over. I actually saw the one they put in Neenah, and it's quite the thing. And you know, anything we can do to allow everyone of all capabilities to partake in recreation, why not? You know, especially if you get an organization such as Friends of the Fox River
and the Fox Wisconsin
Heritage Parkway, get them involved. That's a win-win, something like that. So we'll definitely look into it, and we'll be in touch. Keep contact with me on that. Definitely great. So,
anything else from anyone? Okay. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
We have a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We are adjourned.
Adjourned at 7:26. All right. Well, thanks for coming, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Bob.
Yeah, thanks.